Yeah. So that's it. All of us at some point, I would say, well, 99%, like you said, in this place, have opened their lives to Christ. And if Jesus transforms a life, is your life transformed, or are you, do you still have idols sitting on the throne where Christ should be? Is there something in your life that is hindering God? Maybe, you know, life has become mundane as a follower of Jesus. Why? If this Holy Spirit that God has placed in us, the same Holy Spirit that brooded on the waters, that creative Holy Spirit that transformed this void place into something absolutely amazing, that same Holy Spirit that raised Christ from out of the dead, that same Holy Spirit that God has sent, that we might live a life. You know, Peter says it in this way: as we know Jesus better, his divine power gives us everything we need for a godly life, and he calls us to receive his own glory and goodness. And by that same mighty power, he has given us all of his rich and wonderful promises. He promised that you will escape the decadence all around you caused by evil desires, and that you will share in his divine nature. He's given us everything we need to live in this world, but have you been transformed by the Holy Spirit of God in your life? Or as J. John so funnily said about shoving him in a cupboard, shoving him in a corner of our life and then getting on with life, just using him. You know, there's no such thing as cheap grace. It's all or it's nothing. So God, who has sprinkled clean water, he's made you clean, he's washed away your filth of your sin, he has given you a new heart, he has placed his Holy Spirit in you, that you might walk before him with integrity, following his decrees and obeying his commands in your life. And that isn't just written stuff. You know, sometimes God just prompts our heart to do something. How soft is our heart to say, yes, Lord, like Samuel. Yes, Lord, I hear and I will obey. The heart of the matter is the matter of the heart. So where are you today? If you find that your life is just mundane and you are not allowing God to have that central place in your life, can I encourage you to do something about it? Be intentional today. Don't just go from this place and say, well, that was a rambling load of stuff that Barney came out with. And maybe God has spoken to you about something. You just pushed it aside and you're going to carry on with your week. Be intentional about it. Don't just hear the word and let it wash over you. Let it do something in here. You know, you've heard the phrase about headless chickens. I just wish there were a whole load of headless Christians, because it wouldn't just be here, it would be here. So that's where the change needs to be. And God wants to do it in your life. So if your life, if you don't think you're living for Christ as you should, then come for prayer. Let's pray for you, that Christ might be glorified in your life, for his name's sake.